Don't get through today again. When we come back, first day back is what day of the week is it?
It's Monday.
A Monday. So maybe let's have the shiur on. Obviously, I think we should have the shiur on the Monday when we come back. So let's have that week. Should we switch the Monday for the Tuesday? Have the shiur Monday. You know what? Let's have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday that week, and then the next week we'll start the regular schedule. Since we established already this week that really is the schedule. Okay. It's a balancing act. So the week that we come back, we'll have the regular shiur Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then the week after that, we'll go back to Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday, Hashkafah. Okay. Whenever we don't finish today of the more incidental topics of this sugya, I'll just start with the first part of the shiur on that Monday. But already on that Monday, make sure everybody's prepared with the... Now we're after this, we're starting straight. This is the end of our Hakdama. So that base, I told just, the Shaka Vatari in the beginning, the things that come up in the Gemara, the question of Tmura, the Lavin, the Malkus, I mentioned, I think I gave already a few Marmakomos, the Tosis in Tmura, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos, Chametz Amatz, so the things I gave you to look at, the Rambam Shita and the Darim. Then once we get to, we'll go both quickly through Beis Amid Aleph, Beis Amid Beis, or a few things that come up. The next bigger topic, which connects with the Hakdama, is the Tosas and other Rishonim and other Sukkahs on Gimel Amid Aleph about what you use to do Shkita. What is the implement of a Shkita? And would you need a Kli Shareis and Kadshim? That'll be our opportunity to discuss the flip side of the question. We've been talking a lot about whether, and we'll continue talking today, about whether Shkita Schulin has a dimension of Kedusha that is borrowed from Kadshim. And the other side of the coin, as we already have noted, is whether or not Shkita Kshera Bizar, and the fact that Shkita applies also to Chulin, does that somehow dilute its status even within Kachim? So the question of whether you need a Kli Shareis in Shkita's Kachim, which is part of the topic of Tosis, that big Tosis on Gimel and Aleph, is like a natural... corollary to what we've been discussing. So again, the day that we come back is a Monday. We will have regular shiur that day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday that week. And we'll start with whatever we didn't finish here, the incidental issues, and then we'll also start on that day, be ready with Dav Beis Amid Aleph, and then we're moving straight from there on. Okay. Today is that we have a lot to get through, and I want to say also something about, if I can, I'll try to connect it to Kippur. Okay, let's finish up first the Shitas HaRishonim in this sugya that we read, because Zayin Beis and Zayin Amid Aleph, the what I call the historical sugya, the transition from Matan Torah to the Midbar to Knisa Eretz Yisrael. What we've seen is that there's a range of shitas and how to understand exactly what happened there, and it's very, very, very important. According to Rashi, Drosh v'Kabel Schar, according to the Rosh has some doubt about that, and we want to speak about that issue too. But if I don't get to that today, that's what I mean about one of the incidental issues. So it'll be half a hashkafa on the Monday that we come back. Okay. Let's start with Shitas HaRambam. Okay, basically what we've said so far is that the Rambam has a very unusual Shita. He merges Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Not as he holds Rabbi Akiva, but he integrates Rabbi Shmuel. It seems to be against the sugya, as we discussed, and I used the Ksam Sofer just to highlight that maybe the Habaminas and Maskanas are a point of transition for the Rambam. That's what Ksam Sofer says. Again, correctly, you guys all pointed out that the Ksam Sofer has a whole different mahalach of what that change is, and for him it's very anti Avodah Zarah, and Shechita is particularly charged. I should also add that, if I get a chance, I'll speak about it. The Hamigdavar, the Netziv, in his Perish Al HaTorah, especially in Vayikra, in the Parsha of Shkutei Chutz, also very much goes in that direction. But nonetheless, what I was interested in the Ksam Sofer is just the idea that the Maskanos, some of them at least, might represent a transition, and also trying to be medayik that even the initial formulation of the Gemara really is not inconsistent with the Rambam. Again, I don't want to repeat everything that we said. We tried to explain that the Rambam in the end of Perek Dalid wraps up his assessment of the nature of the mitzvah. You have to read Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Dalid, and Perek Dalid, Halacha Yudzayin, and Yudches, and Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Mem Vav. You have to read them all together, and then you gain, I think, great insight. And basically, the Rambam's history is very crucial, because it establishes that in the time of the Midbar, basically, there were there was Nechira and there was Shechita. Shechita was a din in Kadshim. It transformed into Kadshim, or because it is the path of potential Kadshim, so it was Mechayiv, the approach of Kadshim, Midin Shkutei Chutz. Rambam quotes the pasuk of Shkutei Chutz. Basically, the Rambam then is able to merge these two issues, and I was suggesting that he drop the suffix of the Gemara, and all sorts of reformulated this in terms of mitzvah rather than Isser, and all the things that we discussed already. I just want to add three other points in the Rambam very quickly. Number one, if you look at the language of the Rambam, it's suggested in the Rambam, the language is suggestive, that there is a link between the heter of Basar Nechira and the din of Shkutei Chutz. That these aren't just two dinim that take place coincidentally in the Midbar, both of which are changed upon Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael. Now, Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael is Oser Basar Nechira, and it also allows for Shechita L'Basar Taiva. It sounds like in the Rambam that there is a connection between these two things. And the Rambam says, "Mitzvah zuin in Heges L'Doros Ol B'Midbar Bilvad Be'ez Heter An Nechira." The words Be'ez Heter An Nechira are superfluous. At least they seem to be. He already described the Rambam that there's a Heter Nechira B'Midbar and that there is an Iser of Shechita B'Taiva. So why does he need to say Mitzvah zuin in Heges L'Doros El B'Midbar Bilvad Be'ez Heter An Nechira? So I think that by doing that, the Rambam implicitly is telling us that there is a link between these two dinim. It isn't just that two things happened at the same time upon Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael. Number one, they were liberal about Shechita, allowing it to extend to Chulin. Number two, they were prohibitive about Nechira, excluding it. According to the Rambam, it seems that this fascinating intermediate stage in the Midbar, these two elements are connected to one another. Now, what is that connection that he doesn't tell us? But by adding the words Be'ez Heter Nechira, I think he certainly is implying that they're connected. So, if you want to be very pragmatic about it, you could say the connection is kind of a Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara again question, meaning, you know, you're not going to be able to limit Shechita to Kadshim unless you give the people another outlet for their Basar Taiva. So if there's a Heter Nechira, then there can be a restriction of Shechita to Kadshim. But once you decide to drop Heter Nechira, then you're going to have to liberalize Shechita. I think that's one possibility. But I prefer to think that it isn't just a Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, but that it's much more than that. And that basically what the Rambam is saying is that there is a conceptual, again, evolution of the idea of Heter Basar and Shechita, and it all fits together. And what the Rambam really means to say, he's trying to underscore that this idea of Kedushas Shechita or Kedushas Achilas Basar Chulin, and what he's saying is that as long as there's a Heter Nechira, namely, as long as Achilas Basar is viewed as something that has nothing to do with Kedusha at all, then the Shechita can only express itself in the Shechita, which is a kind of an avoda, which has a certain higher status, can only relate to Kadshim. And maybe it even creates Kadshim, according to the way we interpret it. But once you drop Nechira, Heter Nechira, so then basically, and this is this next, that's what I mean by the evolving idea of Shechita and Basar Taiva, once you drop Heter Nechira, so then you have the capacity to be Mekadesh Achilas Basar Chulin. And then it doesn't trivialize the Shechita to apply it to Basar Chulin, on the contrary, it elevates Basar Chulin. Now, whether the motivation here is the stature of Shechita or the status of Achilas Basar Chulin, I don't really know. I don't really think it matters. It could be they both come together. But what I'm suggesting, it isn't the outlet for your carnivorous instincts that is the connection. The connection really is the nature of Shechita and achilas basataiva. And what Rama is really telling us is that once we've eliminated nechira, or for the very same reason that we've eliminated nechira, then it becomes appropriate to apply shchita, despite its kachim link, to basar chulin, because the whole nature of achilas basar chulin changes. And then again, the fact that he, you know, has the limitation of chulin bazara, as we discussed. And by the way, the Rambam speaks about chulin bazara with these psukim in Perek Beis of Hashchita Halacha Aleph as well. I think is also telling. Works in very nicely with the b'kol makom b'tel litshkot chutz min azara shein shochtim bazara lekachim izbeach bovad avalachulin also shochtim bazara. And he quotes the. So that Perek Beis Halach Aleph works very nicely with Perek Dalet Halach Yudches on the Chulin Bazara idea as well. Also, since the Rambam has already mentioned the Halach of Chulin Bazara, the fact that he repeats it in Halach Yudches would also seem to reinforce our suggestion that he isn't just providing a fact, because the fact already exists two prakam earlier. But for the same reason that he describes it that way in Perek Beis, he repeats it in Perek. It's part of the new order. It's part of this, again, evolution of Shechita, and evolution and elevation, one might say, of Achilas Basar Taiva into a quasi Davar Shebekdusha Alidei Shechita. So I think that's, if it's true, I think it's important. It's a diyuk, but I at least personally believe in it. Point number two. Yeah.
And in the Midbar, when we had the Nechira, why did that produce? Why did that produce the only in...
The point is that the Heter Nechira put Achilas Basar in a certain light. It made Achilas Basar not into a Darshan B'Kedusha, but into a...
Preserve a certain notion. So then why is Shechita relegated?
I mean, why did they have that transition?
Why was Shechita relegated only to the Mishkan at the time?
No, that's the point, because Shechita, the Darshan B'Kedusha, was only going to be associated with an achila shel kedusha, and basar taiva, which is mutter also. If it would, in other words, the Rambam starts by saying, in the olden days there was no difference between shechita and nechira for klal yisrael or for the non-Jews, meaning it was just heter basar. Right. Then already they started chipping away at this idea and elevating basar. The first time way they did it is they said there are two ways to eat basar, b'kedusha, or like kishar agoy. That's Heter Nechira, and then the Shechita is linked with, that's when Chalos Shechita became a Davar Shebekdusha, or maybe even an Avoda, and then it's limited only to Kachim. And upon the Knesa Eretz Yisrael, so then the transition was complete, and the transition included two related components. Nechira is out because that's inconsistent with a Kedusha approach to Basar Taiva, but for the very same reason, Shechita can now apply to Basar Chulin, given its new status. And on the contrary, it elevates it by doing so. Okay. Next. Willie here? Brought to my attention. Is he here? Oh, he left over. Oh, yeah, I think he told me he was like, yeah. He brought to my attention that there's an interesting Oneg Yontif. I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing, but I looked at it very quickly. And the Oneg Yontif quotes a Shita which I was aware of and I was going to speak about. I didn't see it in the Oneg Yontif. I don't remember where I saw it. But there's a sefer called Vishev HaKohen, who has the following interesting speculation, which is just perfect for the Rambam, which is just perfect for our whole analysis. And that is, in the Midbar, so Shechita was Kadshim, right? Was Shechita Ksheira Bizar B'Midbar? I mean, there's no way to know this, right, unless we find some Makar. But it's fascinating speculation. Was Shechita Ksheira Bizar in the Midbar or not? So this Sefer, that the Oneg Yontif also quotes, suggests that Basar Nechira, Basar Taiva, and Shechita was limited to Kadshim, didn't apply to any kind of Basar Taiva, and also it was only Ayyadei Kohen, not Ayyadei Zar. The Oneg Yontif himself rejects this, and he says, well, why should we say that? Just because it's related to Kadshim? I mean, there are differences. Bismaneno, we have Shechitas Kadshim, and we have Shechitas Chulin, and there are differences between them. You need Kavana for Shechitas Kadshim, you don't need Kavana for Shechitas Chulin, and nonetheless, we still hold on to the idea that Zar is permissible in Shechitas Kadshim. So just because we differentiate between Chulin and Kadshim, even the Halacha doesn't mean that that the Shechita of Kadshim is an Avoda that requires a Kohen. It reminds us a little bit of the Bach Sa'ara. How could you say Kasher Bach said, why don't you say Kasher Tzivtzicha refers to Kachim, which is the Sifrei in the Ramban. He says, well, it can't be because there's a difference between them, namely Kavana. But as we discussed, right, that's not Ma'akev. And this isn't Ma'akev either. I'm not arguing with the Oneg Yontev. I understand what the Oneg Yontev is saying. But I understand what the alternative is too. Basically what we're saying is that in the Mikdash, everything was, you know, completely bifurcated. There was this, you know, Keneged Yetzer Hara, Heter, like Kishar HaGoyim of Achilas Basar Taiva, right? And then there was, you know, pure and pristine Kodshim. And from that point of view, Shechita, which even transforms, according to the Rambam, what otherwise would be Basar Chulin into Kodshim, or the equivalent of Kodshim. So that's a real Avoda. So it requires a Kohen. But once you move into Eretz Yisrael, again, this is consistent with what I just said. So again, once you drop the idea that Basar Taiva is just a concession, and you want to elevate it, so to do so, right, you allow Shechitas Basar Taiva, and by doing so, maybe you have to downgrade the role of Shechita even in Kodshim, because you want it still to come from the world of Kodshim. So I think it's a very fascinating suggestion. Yeah.
In the Plum and Zvakim, Bruce Clancy had an article he put out on Shechita. He found medrash that seemed to imply that he bring the Shechita in the middle was done by the Kohen.
Oh yeah, so we like the Sefer.
So he wanted to suggest that because he was trying to prove that even now, even after the Midbar, Shechita desire is not ideal. He brought this medrash.
Right, we'll discuss that.
It is ideal. So but that suggested then that maybe the bringing medrash what happened in the Midbar is not a proof for.
I mean, what happened in the Midbar was only Ayde Kohen, or only...
That's the Medrash. The Medrash
only Ayde Kohen.
In the Midbar. And he wanted to show
correct.
That now is ideal.
He was wanting to use that to demonstrate this. Very good, I agree.
Right.
Okay, so very nice. That works in very nicely with this whole discussion. So this Oneg Yom Tov, Sheva Kohen, what?
Of course, that you probably require Klisharis also.
So maybe you would require Klisharis. Again, when we get to Dav Gimel, we'll speak about that. But that is, of course, a very logical conclusion. You would require a klisharis as well. The question then is, when you dilute the shechita, even in kachim, and you allow a zar and maybe don't require a klisharis, you know, have you basically dropped shechita as a davar shebekedusha completely because it's applying to basar daiva? Or have you just, you know, kind of, you know, met somewhere in between? But this is an interesting issue. Thirdly, and this is, I think, directly, yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi Yosef was considering that Shechita as an avodah gets dropped because it's, you know, also applies to Dalas. Are we suggesting maybe that really Shechita maintains the avodah status, just that we're no longer considered a zar, gabbed that avodah?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think it does. I would say that the zar was included in Shechita so that Shechita could elevate, you know, Shechita's chulin. But to say that we're not a zar in chulin, but it's really like an avodah. Avodas a kohen, I mean, everybody's a kohen leinyan there. Basar, I think that sounds too radical for me. Okay. Not a zar in the sense that there's no requirement of a kohen, but that's
maybe this is zar. It's not an issue of non-kohen, but rather it's about being foreign to the avodah.
Could be if that's all it means in that. Right. And there is some evidence of that, but I just think it's a cute formulation. I don't know if it helps.
Every
Kohen is a czar. But he is and he isn't. But right. Okay. Levium, whether down a din of, you know, for an avoda slavi, was there a notion of czar? Maybe. Okay. Third point, and this one very quickly. There's a din of Lishma and Kachim, as we discussed. So the din of Lishma and Kachim means that if you try to bring an ola, l'shem shlamim, or a a bechor l'shem, chatos or whatever it is, that there's going to be a problem. However, there are only two karbanos where l'shma is really ma'akev. One is chatos and the other one is pesach. So the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim Daf Gimel and later on Daf Mem Vav even more so discusses what if you bring a chatos l'shem chulin. Is that a problem or not? And the Gemara concludes that bimino machriv, shalo bimino lo machriv. Meaning, kodshim mechalin kodshim, ein chulin mechalin es a kodshim. Meaning, if it's lishma if the problem of lishma, the lack of lishma, is l'shem chulin, it's so far off the charts that it's just like, you know, it's just absurd. It's not a serious lack of lishma. That's what the Gemara seems to say. However, there is a debate among the Rishonim, the Rambam against the Ramban. What does that mean? It means it's not ma'akev in Chatas and Pesach. But what about, the truth is that the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim that aside from Chatas and Pesach, lishma also has impact. It's not ma'akev, but it's lo'ol olabaylam l'shem chova. You can't use the korban, which is lo'ol lishma. You can bring it on the Mizbeach, but it can't be brought for its original design, for its original purpose. Lo'ol olabaylam l'shem chova. So here there's a debate. The Ramban, in his, I think in Rosh Hashanah, that same Ramban, in Muhammad's Rosh Hashanah Chavchas, says that L'shem Chulin doesn't affect anything. Because L'shem Chulin, you can even bring the Korban L'shem Chov. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Psilei Mekdashim, Halacha Dalid, says you can't bring it L'shem, you can bring it Al HaMizbeach, Chatas can be brought Al HaMizbeach if it's L'shem Chulin, but it can't be l'shem chova. You have to bring another carbon for the chatas. In other words, it's a machlokas whether or not the din of kodshim b'chalim, kodshim ein chulim b'chalim, kodshim is absolute like the Ramban, or it has some impact. That's point number one. Point number two, again, I didn't assign this because I don't want to get too far afield, but I just want to mention it because it's connected, possibly connected. Point number two is as follows. When it comes to Korban Pesach, I said there are two Korbanos for Lishma is Ma'akev. One is Chatas, I just mentioned the Din of Chatas, and Pesach. In Pesach, the Rambam says, again, in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Psilei Mekdashim, I think it's Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says when it comes to Korban Pesach, a Lishem Chulin is Ma'akev. And the Me'iri already in Pesachim is like six, very shocked by this. And all the Nosei Kalim wonder, where did the Rambam get this from? How can we distinguish between Chatas and Pesach? What happened to the rule that Kodshim Mechalim is a Kodshim, Ein Chulin Mechalim is a Kodshim? Bimino Ma'achriv, Shalom Bimino Lo Ma'ach. Okay. So these two points, the Rambam versus the Ramban, and the Rambam's Kiddush about Pesach, could be understood in many, many different ways. It may have to do with Lishma and the relationship between Chatas and Pesach. I don't want to go into all that right now. There's a lot to say about it. I just want to suggest one mahalach, part of which is in the Ar Sameach, on the Pesach part. But first let's get to the debate between the Rambam and Ramban. If you have a Chatas L'shem Chulin, whether or not it has any negative impact whatsoever. Again, it could be a machlokas about many things, about the din of, you know, Lishma and so on and so forth. But it also could be about the extent to which we really believe that bimino machriv, shelo bimino lo machriv, applies fully to chulin. Is shchitas chulin, or is chulin, basa taiva, so radically different than a karban? How radically different is it? I mean, the Gemara is clearly saying it's different, right? It's not ma'akev in chatas. But the Rambam thinks it's not so different that it doesn't at least affect lo'al abaylam shem chova. And the Ramban disagrees. Now, the Ramban also happens to be a very strong advocate, I think, of the connection between Karban and Basar Taiba. We've seen that, his remarks in Bayikra, and of course his Kasher Tzivi Sicha in Devarim, and suggested that that is, you know, at the heart also of his comments in Rosh Hashanah, and actually in Rosh Hashanah, in that very piece, and also in Chulin. So again, it's hard to know what the debate is, but at least it's possible that the debate is to what extent Basar Chulin, especially Bishchita, it would be interesting if we were mechalik between Shchita and other avodos here, other actions, are radically different. Particularly with regard to Pesach, this is a fruitful avenue. Because we already mentioned that Shchita's role in Korban Pesach is more pronounced. The Psukim, Minui, in Ikaro L'Achila. So the Ar Sameach has a suggestion for the Rambam. How come when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Rambam thinks, he seems to have dropped this rule of Dafka B'mino Machrim? So he says that's because Korban Pesach is very close to Chulin. It's Kodshim Kalin, it's Ikaro L'Achila, the Shechita plays a greater role. So Dafka and Korban Pesach, the gap between Chulin and Kodshim is less pronounced, and that's why there the Lishma is Ma'akeh. So I'd just like to say, he emphasizes the Korban Pesach being close to a Korban Chol, he emphasizes that part of it. What I like to emphasize is the other part of it, and that is that it's true, let's take three quarters of what he says. The Korban Pesach, the Ikaro B'Shchita, Ubachila, right, the din of the Rambam's Koteret, the din of Shlichos, all the things that we discussed earlier. So the point is that Shchitas Korban Pesach and Shchitas Kulin, if we elevate Shchitas Kulin, especially for the Rambam, in light of everything we've just said, and Korban Pesach focuses on Kedusha B'derech Shchita, so in Dafka and Korban Pesach, we've narrowed the gap. Not because Korban Pesach is Chol, but because what's fundamental in Korban Pesach is the Dover Shebekdusha of Chulin. Now whether you'd actually be mechalik between, again, Shchita and the other Avodos, I think then becomes an interesting question. But even if not, the point is the role of Shchita. This might work out very nicely with the Rambam. Okay. Let's move now to the other thing to discuss in the Rambam is the Chasam Sofer and the Hamek Davar. I think I mentioned them already. You can look them up. I don't really have so much more to say. They have a whole different approach, as we discussed. For them, the problem isn't anything like what I was talking about. It's that Shchita Bamidbar was itself a problem, and the Chira was preferable to Shchita, as some of you pointed out in the reading of the Gemara. I think it's a huge Kiddush. It emphasizes that one pasuk about the, you know, Al Pnei HaSadeh, and it's a very kind of Mor Nevuchim-esque kind of approach, which, you know, I guess internally in the Rambam, you know, makes it interesting, but, you know, being from the, I guess, the Rav school of Rambam reading, so we kind of like to ignore the, you know, anti-Avodazara, you know, I mean, we are anti-Vodazara, but the idea that, you know, anti-Vodazara is the motivation for so many mitzvot, which is a leitmotif in Mor Nevuchim, and we kind of like to set that aside and assume it was for a different audience or a different dimension. So I'm not so thrilled about it, but I think it's a very fascinating approach. One thing is very interesting. The Hamek Davar suggests that in light of that, the Parsha of Shchut Echutz could be read, in light of his reading of the Rambam, could be read not only according to Rabbi Ishmael, as referring to Pasuk Taiva, but even according to Rabbi Kiva. The Ramban says for Rashi that, and for himself, if Shchut Echutz is talking not only about Kodshim, but also about Pasuk Taiva B'Midbar, that can only be according to Rabbi Ishmael. It can't be according to Rabbi Kiva. And the truth is that, well, basically, we, you know, we suggested for the Rambam that that's probably not true, because for the Rambam, maybe it only applies for Rabbi Kiva according to the Rambam. Right, and that's according to my reading of the Rambam. The Rambam isn't saying anything really about Basar Taiva. Basar Taiva is in Shkut Echutz. So actually, Rabbi Shmuel's Basar Taiva may not work into the parish of Shkut Echutz. Rabbi Akiva's, not Basar Taiva, but restriction of Shchita to Kodshim does. The Hamek Davar takes a third view, and that is, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva, we can read the parsha in Achrei Mos as relating to Basar Taiva. If you hold that way, against what I said, that would make sense. Okay. Let's move to Rashi for the moment. Rashi was mechadesh that Shchut Echutz, you know, can you just hold off just for a few minutes? Because I just want to make sure I get through a certain amount, because it's hard. But hold on to the question. At a discrete point, I'll stop and I'll answer the question. What?
It's on the Rambam anyway.
So quickly, go ahead.
Okay. So
Rashi says a number of things that are deserving of comment, and so the Ramban and the Ran. I want to go through each of these shittos very quickly to just dig out a few other aras. Of course, Rashi establishes the connection to Shchut Echutz. It also is clear, according to Rashi, again, the link to Shchut Echutz, we now know, can take different forms. For the Rambam, is agav, or because of, the Shchita. For the Ramban, it's because of the common denominator of the Chiyuv Lahavio Kishlamim, even if it isn't a Heftashel Kodshim, but there's a Chiyuv Lahavio Kishlamim. For Rashi, we don't know which it is, but one thing we do know in Rashi, and that is that there's an Isakaris. Rashi takes it very seriously. Rashi says that Basar Taiba B'Midbar is Asar Bakaris. According to Rashi, presumably, it would also be true that it wouldn't just be Asar to be Ochel Basar Taiba, but that the Shchita itself would be Asur. In other words, if you read Rabbi Shmuel's din, if Rabbi Shmuel says Basataiva is Asr, he didn't say anything about Karis, and he didn't say anything about the Maisa Shechita being Asr. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, and the Ramban, I would think, there is Kares and there is an Isur Maisa Shechita as well. It's also noteworthy, other guys in the Shir have mentioned this to me as well, that Rashi emphasizes Binyan HaMishkan when he talks about the Midbar role. And again, that is consistent with the view of Shutei Chutz. Then Rashi turns his attention to the significance of Vizavachta according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the issue isn't Vizavachta, the issue is that Vizavachta now applies even to Basar Taiva. So why the emphasis on Vizavachta? And here Rashi makes the statements that he makes, either because it's connected to Psulei HaMukdashim, and that has to be coordinated with Rashi on Chav Ches, Amud Aleph, versus Rashi al Torah. It's interesting, the Marsha doesn't like this line in Rashi at all. She's just looking at the Marsha. Marsha says all the Pesukim Rashi's quoting are the wrong ones. He's getting mixed up between Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Chav through Chav Beis. That's an interesting Ara. Or it's this connection to Chulin Bazara, which we already spoke of, and which I think is critical for the Rambam as well. Either way, Rashi's answer to these questions preclude his having to adopt the Ramban or Ran's parallel solutions, or solutions to the parallel problem, I should say. Okay. What's particularly fascinating in Rashi, though, is the link to Katsviva Ka'ayal for Rabbi Akiva. You have it open, Daniel? In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, why did the Torah emphasize Katsvi V'Ka'ayal? After all, what's the special Yichus of Tzvi V'Ayal? Either way, the Chiluk in the Midbar was between Nechira and was simply about Heter Nechira. So what does the Torah say when you enter Eretz Yisrael? You can eat Katsvi V'Ka'ayal. What's the Yichus of Katsvi V'Ka'ayal? Go ahead, Daniel.
What was the Dvar Maskel for that?
I'm sorry?
What was the Dvar Maskel for that, Rashi?
Did I bring my Gemara? Katsviva Kaya, maybe? It's the later, one of the later ones. Here, I'll find it. Here, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, Ach Kashir Yachel. You have it? Achshav Tzvi.
Achshav Tzvi Ba'ayel B'tumma. Kain Toflanu L'Bakar B'tzon Mishetif Natsu La'aretz. She'achol Pishani Matina Nishkita L'Fulin Mishetif Natsu La'aretz Yikachim Shal Achshav. Ain't Srichen Leachol Betaras HaKodesh, Ella Katzvi Ve'ayel Shal Achshav, She'atame Ve'atahor Ochlin Bika'ara Achas.
Wow. Okay. So what do you make of this Rashi? Plain old, simple reading of the Gemara, or something sensational here?
According to
sensational. Yeah. Good deal. Yes. Right. In other words, what's Rashi? Rashi's saying an amazing thing here. There was a Havamina according to Rabbi Akiva.
According to Rabbi Akiva, there was a Havamina that...
Once you enter into Eretz Yisrael, and you're not allowed to eat... Now remember, what happens to Rabbi Akiva? You enter into Eretz Yisrael, and... So you're no longer allowed to eat basar nechira. And therefore, one might think, since you can't eat basar nechira, therefore the new basar that you're going to eat b'shchita will have to be like the shchitas kadshim of the midbar. Why? All that changed was that there was never any Isur Basar Taiva. This is not Rabbi Ishmael. It would be a Chiddush Rabbi Ishmael too, by the way. We'll get to that in a second. But let me say it this way. In his Perush Al HaTorah, the Rashi says something similar, but for Rabbi Ishmael. Rashi says, Katsiva Ka'ayal is telling you. Let me go back to a point in history. On Pasuk Tezvav, which Rashi says is talking about Psula Mugdashin, Rashi says, Katsiva Ka'ayal. Because since a ba mikoach kedusha, right? I would think, since a ba mikoach kedusha, that even though they're now eaten, right, as chulin, nonetheless they have to be eaten b'tahara. Kamash malon, not so. Is that an understandable havamina? Sure, they're ba mikoach kadshim, and they retain the aspect of kadshim leinyan, giza, chelev. So maybe they retain tahara as well. That's pasuk tezva. Then, in his Perush Al HaTorah, in Pasuk Chav Beis, where we're talking about what for him there is real Basar Taiva, Rashi repeats this. He says, Katsiva Kaya, but without the Ba Mikoach Kodesh. He says, this is to teach you that in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when you're eating Basar Taiva, you can do it Betuma or Betara. If it's not Ba Mikoach Kachim, why do we, on the contrary, in light of what he says, the same thing he said before, but there's no rationale for it like there was before. But I think that the answer is, exactly the analysis till now, which is, if Basar Taiba was Machalas Asuros, and it was Mutab, and it was Asur Bamidbar, and then it was Matir in Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer Machalas Asuros, there would be no Havamina to think that you need to eat a betahara. Just because something isn't machalas asuros doesn't mean you have to eat a betahara. Right? But if Bamidbar, it was shchutei chutz, namely it was a din in the desire of all basar to be treated as davar shebikdusha, so then the question, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and now there's a heter basar taiva, what's going on? We're dropping that whole idea, or we are expanding and moderating, right, moderating and expanding and being more ambitious in a way. Namely, what we're saying is, even Basar Taiva can be elevated, and therefore it requires Shechita, but it's Mutar Al Yidei Shechita. So then you might really think, oh, shades of, echoes of Shechutei Chutz. Right? And maybe Dafka B'Tahara. It's Bamikach Kedusha historically, if you will, from the Midbar. But Rabbi Akiva is even a bigger chiddush, because Rabbi Akiva says in the Midbar was Basar Nechira. So we drop Basar Nechira. Now let's look at Basar Nechira. Nechira means what? Practically Nevela. Again, we still have to sum that up. Practically Nevela. So now we come into Eretz Yisrael, we say no more Nevela. So no more Nevela would mean Betara? That's even a bigger chiddush. That's exactly how Rashi reads it. But again, apparently Rashi is suggesting something half similar to half of what I just said in the Rambam. I said the Rambam thinks that the connection, how you look at Basar Taiva, is connected to the perspective on Basar Nechira. They're two sides of the same coin. So Rashi isn't saying that because Rashi didn't merge Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But what Rashi says for Rabbi Shmuel in his Perush on the Torah, he's now saying an even bigger chiddush for Rabbi Akiva in his Perush on the Gemara. That is noteworthy, in my opinion. Okay. Next. Okay. Drosha Kabel Schar, let's leave for the moment, even though we should be Drosha Kabel Schar. But if we don't get to it today, we'll speak about it for a few minutes. The Rush and Rashi and the solution of the Rush, we'll speak about all of that when we get back. Okay. Let's move to Tosis. Tosis holds that this is not a din of Shechutei Chutz at all. It's an internal halacha, an independent iser. And I was suggesting that basically it's a kind of Macholas Asuras. Okay. According to Tosis, just make it clear, there's no kares. Right? And probably there's no iser shechita. That's not made so clear in the debate between Rashi and Tosis, but these are the consequences. It's basically Macholas Asuras. The Cheftza is the only thing that's asur. According to Tosis, it's also clear that the whole concept of Shechutei Chutz is limited to a Chefta Shel Kadshim. Whether the Mechayev is, you're not allowed to treat Kadshim and Chulin the same, or the Mizbeach and Mokum Chol the same, whatever the case may be, the point is that Rashi has a much narrower view of the concept of Shechutei Chutz than either the Rambam, or I'm not sure whether, but certainly than the Ramban. Okay. Now Tosis asks another question here. He asks the question from Bama. Right? Tosis on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, what about Bama when you're in Chutz Laaretz? So I think that this is 100% Lishitasov. In fact, if you look at the Ramban in his Perush on the Torah in Vayikra Yud Zayin, in the Shechutei Chutz context, number one, the whole parsha of Shechutei Chutz, again, I'm going to read as little as possible just because I want to get through things, but I would have liked to read this, but you should all look it up if this doesn't all ring a bell. But the parsha of Shechutei Chutz emphasizes not only Cheftza Shel Kadshim, but the Makom HaMizbeach. Right? El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivio. It's all about the single Makom Asher Yivchar, the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaMizbeach, the Makom HaShechina. And the Ramban in particular, even more than the Psukim, accentuates this in his Perush in Vayikra. And he makes it very, very clear that this, he even mentions one point, what are you going to do, put it on Obama? You know, in horror. Okay. The point is, if the Mechayiv is Shchut Eicho, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Yudchas, Hilchos, Maisar Karbanos, again, the clear emphasis is not only on Cheftash Al Kadshim being treated as Kadshim, but also on the Mokom, Pesach Ol Moed, Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed, the Mokom, HaMikdash, or HaMishkan, whatever the case may be. But for Bali Tosfos, this has nothing to do with Shchut Eichutz. It's all about Macholas Asuros, Basar Taiva. Right? So if you can make it into a kind of a Kodshim, that's Matirit, Chetzishol Kodshim, of some sort. So then their question, what about Bama? It's perfectly fine and good. But the Ramban, it's interesting, the Ran asked the question too, because the Ran, we'll see, as we discussed already, we'll see again in a second, the Ran is half between Tosus and the Ramban. The Ran believes that there is a din of Basar Taiva independent of Shchut Eichutz. It's just that the parsha of Shchut Eichutz, right, proves that there is such an independent Iser. But like Bali Tosus, he thinks that there is something called Iser Basar Taiva, period, separate from Shchut Eichutz. For the Ran, you can conceive if the guy's in auction and he says, I really don't want this to be Kodshim, so maybe there's no Kares and maybe there's no Iser Shchit, I'm not sure. But it still would be Basar Taiva. So the Ran, like Tosus, is bothered by this question. But the Ramban, who has a very long piece in the Chidushim, is not bothered by it at all. And I think it's absolutely l'shitasa. The Rashash, Al-Attar, also says, to answer Tosa's question, he says, maybe you need the Makom HaShchina, who says that it's a din in Kadshim. But especially in light of this Machlokas, I think it turns out to be perfect. Okay. Next. Tosis also raises the question, what about Balmum? According to Rabbi Shmuel, I want to get back to that. Is Balmum, meaning an animal that's a Balmum, the equivalent of Chaya Tzvi, Tzvi Ayo, or not? Tosis raises that question, we'll get back to it. Okay, that's the third Shita. The fourth Shita is the Ramban. So number one, just to reemphasize once again, that the Ramban, you know, the transition from the Chidushim to the Ala Torah is just breathtaking. And he went from being, reluctant, collaborator of Rashi's to being, ardent advocate. Like, how can you read the psukim in Vayikra any other way? It's just amazing. You can just see what happened here was, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But the point is that he was inspired to relook at the sugya because of this medrash of all things, a medrash rabbah, mind you, not even a sifrei or a mechilta, and he looked at it anew, and then he looked at the psukim anew, and it just struck him, like a bolt of thunder, that the psukim do not say anything about chefzah shel kadshim, and on the contrary, as Ramban says in his Perash al Torah, they actually really sound like there is no kadshim. And b'machane, michutz l'machane, they sound like they're speaking specifically not about kodshim. So again, I don't know that this is the way that it went, but it seems to me just the discrepancy between the reluctance or the ambivalence, at least, in the chidushim to the, just the powerful presentation in Vayikra Yud Zayin is just this is what happened. This is what can happen if people are open to new insights. I think that in itself is a powerful Musar Haskel. Anyways, the Ramban, again, I wanted to read some of the sections, but I won't finish when I finish if I do. But look over the language. Just almost every line of the Ramban is just amazing in the Perash Al HaTorah. Just is. About the emphasis of the Makom and the Chiyuv Havas Shlomim and the common denominator of Kadshim and Basar Taiva and the dropping of one Sheb because it was simply too hard to sustain that that standard. And what was left was not a reworking of the psukim or reworking of the idea. What was left was what was the cases that are left that are Shchut Eichutz. But the whole idea of Shchut Eichutz that emerges according to the Ramban is not a din in Chetzah Shel Kadshim per se. It's a din in opportunity and chiyuv. These are the mechayvim of Shchut Eichutz, and that's very, very important. Okay. It's a very sharp contrast, and I think that's why Bama isn't a problem for him, etc. The Ramban and the Chidushim deals with other pratim, including the question, what do you do with Vizavachta according to Rabbi Yishmael? again, for Rabbi Akiva, v'zavachta is l'mumutei nechira. But for Rabbi Shmuel, v'zavachta is superfluous. So he has other suggestions other than Rashi, which are worth just noting. Most of them are echoed and sharpened in a way in the Chidush Yaran. And again, I would have liked to read each individual line or to, you know, point to it on the computer here, but it's just too late. So just make sure everybody's seen these lines. Don't take my word for it. Just check up and see if they don't already resonate with you. First of all, the Ramban has a remarkable Havamina that is more forcefully formulated even in the Chidush Yaran. And that is that the reason that you need Vizavachta, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is because we might have thought that once there's a heter, basar taiva, maybe it's afilo ayidei nechira. Wow. We're talking about Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel said there was never a heter nechira. So you need the pasuk of Vizavachta to tell you that just because we're allowing basar taiva, maybe we'll allow it even without shechita? Right? It's enough that we're being mater basar taiva. Well, why would you think that you could be mater basar taiva without shechita? The way the Ran puts it more forcefully, you know, one would think it's heter michlalo. You couldn't do this in the midbar, and now you come into Eretz Yisrael and you can do it. So you can do it without any mater at all. The Ramban himself is not really so comfortable with it. And he kind of makes another suggestion. The Ran likes it. What's going on here? So again, I think what this accentuates is the idea, what was going on with Basar Taiva in the Midbar? So the Ran, I think, is happier with it, because according to the Ran, Basar Taiva of the Midbar starts off being Macholos Asuros. Right? Only then is it reflected in Shkutei Chutz in the Umdana. But for the Ran, like the Balitosis, right, the fundamentally Basar Taiva is a bit of Macholos Asuros. For the Ramban, it's really Shkutei Chutz. So for the Ramban, the problem is, well, once you're entering an Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of Shkutei Chutz anymore. So, like, everything is Hefker. Or no, the reasoning is very understandable. Namely, it's Ki Yirchak Mimcha Makom, that Chiyuv, the Mechayiv, in other words, that makes it Shkutei Chutz, no longer exists, and therefore you can draw. And that's why the Ramban, I think, is uncomfortable in the end. But the Ran is comfortable because according to the Ran, basically Bamidbar was Machalas Asur. So what happens when you enter Eretz Yisrael? The change establishes that you're allowed to eat this Machalas Asuros because of Kiyarchiv and Kiyirchak and so on. Or that it's no longer Machalas Asuros and we're elevating it. So that's why the Torah had to say Vizavachta, because you might have thought that we're just being Matir Machalas Asuros. So what's the point of the Shechita? It's Heter Mechlolo. If it's Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, then go with it. Eat it as Nevela. Kamash Malan. So I think it's perfect for the Ran. For the Ramban, it's, you know, very problematic, which is why he's not so comfortable with it. But it's an amazing Havamina. Okay. The other way to look at this would be, if you don't want to read it so radically, would be to say, listen, even for the Ramban, Shechita in the Midbar is associated with Kadshin. Right? And that's why Basar Taiva, you know, has no tikkun. Now we come to Eretz Yisrael, and what are we saying? Basar Taiva is mutter. Right? So, but Shechita, we know from the Midbar, is still associated with Kadshim. So obviously what that means is, not that we demand Kadshim for Chulin, but that Chulin can be eaten without Shechita. So the other way to look at this radical idea, this need for Zavachta, isn't so much that Basar Taiva is Macholos Asuros, but that Shechita, Kasher Tzivisicha, is really from the world of and remains only in the world of Kadshim. Kamash Mala, no. And then the Kamash Mala, no is, no. Shechita is now part of the world of Chulin, or Chulin is elevated by the dimension of Avoda, of Shechita and Kadshim. Okay. What about Taiva for Rabbi Akiva? And so far we discussed Vizavachta for Rabbi Shmuel, right? For Rabbi Shmuel, the word Taiva, the factor of Taiva is obvious. But for Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about a het, about an Iser Lechira. Where's the Taiva in the Psukim? What does it refer to? So again, this is just very amazing. The Ramban says, maybe it's to underscore that even in the Midbar, Lechira was only Mutter, because of Taiva. And then we're telling you in Eretz Yisrael, you have to curb, even if you're Mis'ava Labasar, it's still limited. Now, this is very, very important, and I think it's a sharp contrast to the Ram. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is that you need that line because in the Midbar, when Basa Nechira was Mutar, it was a Chiddush, and it was Keneged Yetzer Hara. He doesn't use the words Keneged Yetzer Hara, but I mean it was a concession to man's weakness. It wasn't that it was really Mutar, it was a kind of Macholos Asuros that we allow. Now the Ran has the opposite perspective in the following sense. The Ran objects to the Bali Tosis the following point. This is a very critical point. Right. Ran says, listen, Bali Tosis interpret both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ishmael, what's the makar? What's the makar of the Iser, of the Heter Basar Nechira in the Midbar and the Iser Basar Taiva in Midbar? One for Rabbi Kiva, the other for Rabbi Ishmael. What's the makar? Mechlal Ava Tashameihein, right? That's what Tosis basically says. So the Ran says, I don't think that's right. I think you need a makar for Rabbi Ishmael. You don't need a makar for Rabbi Akiva, but you need a makar for Rabbi Ishmael. That doesn't seem fair. Why does Rabbi Ishmael need more of a makar than Rabbi Akiva? So the Ran says, again, I wish I could read the line inside for the moment, but you'll look at it. The Ran says, because, very simple, Rabbi Akiva is telling you that Mechlalav Atashomehen, which means that unless you know something is Asur, it's Mutter. Basa Mechira, the Midbar is Mutter. There's no reason that it should be Asur. Until you hear that it's Asur, it's Mutter. The default, in other words, is Heter. But Rabbi Shmuel needs a Makar because if there's no Makar, why should, what do you mean Bechlal Hein Atashomehelav? You don't say Bechlal Hein Atashomehelav in Yisurim. If it's default, it's mutter, not asur. So therefore you need to prove from Shchutei Chutz, implicitly, directly, however it is, that there's an isur. That's the qualitative difference between Rabbi Akiva's isur Beretz Yisrael and Rabbi Ishmael's heter. That's how the Ran, that's a very interesting line. And then he says, obviously, the Bali Tosis disagree, because they say Bechal Alav Atah Shemehen and Bechal Ein Atah Shemeh Alav. Fine. But what is this idea based on? I think it's based on the idea, two ideas really, the Ran. Number one, that Basar Nechira is not, you don't have to be defensive about Basar Nechira being Mutar. Why should it be Asar? That's exactly against the Ramban's line. Be'ikaron, I mean. Because the Ramban says, the reason that we have to mention Kita Aveh, according to Rabbi Akiva, is because the only reason even in the Midbar that there's a Heter Basar Nechira is because of the urgency of Taiva. In other words, what Ramban is saying is that inherently you need to justify Basar Nechira, Bamidbar, the Heter. The Ran is saying, in that view, you don't. As long as you don't know that it's Asur, why shouldn't it simply be Mutar? It also goes in the other direction. The Ran is basically saying, or assuming, that Basar Taiva should be Mutter. Right? If not for a Makar. Other Rishonim will say, given the idea of Shechita, of Avoda, of Kedusha, never mind Nechira, even Basar Taiva is something which seems like it's Macholas Asuros, unless you're Matir. So again, in this, not discussion exactly, but if you juxtapose the Ran and the Ramban on these points, and Bali Tosis within the Ran, you end up with interesting different perspectives on what the default is regarding Iser Basar Taiva and Heter Basar Nechira. Radically different views as to what needs justification, what is the Chiddush, the Iser or the Heter, and can you be Mechalek between these two things? Okay. Quick.
Can it just be a general issue that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, it's very strange that we have that there
to that could also be. I mean, that's not the way they formulate it, but that could be. That will connect that up to the Drosh v'Kabel Skar issue eventually. But
on the Rabbah Perkel,
Yeah, well, maybe I'll mention that also. Actually, Leo originally brought that to my attention as well. Okay. Why does Rabbi Akiva reject Rabbi Shmuel? Why does Rabbi Shmuel reject Rabbi Akiva? This is something that bothered the Ramban. Do they just argue about the psukim? Or each one also, Be'ikaron, again, Beshita rejects the other's position. So the, again, fascinating things. The Ramban says, maybe Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Shmuel because Rabbi Shmuel has to be mechalik between Tzviva Ayol and everything else. The Gemara thought that if there is going to be an Isar Basar Taiva, then it should apply to Tzviva Ayol as well. Right? And the Gemara says, no, it has to be Roy Lemizbeach. So the Ramban says, that's the vulnerability in Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Akiva rejects. Okay? So, basically, with that, in our analysis terms, what that means is, the Ramban is saying, Rabbi Akiva is saying to Rabbi Shmuel, Lididach, according to you, there's an Isur Basar Taiva, it's Macholos Asuros. And if it's Macholos Asuros, then what does Roy Lemizbeach have to do with anything? Lididi, that it's a whole different, that there's no Macholos Asuros. So Tzviv Ayol is fine. Or Tzviv Ayol is a different meaning anyway, like we explained. So within the view of Basar Taiva, now this is particularly fascinating. Somebody mentioned to me yesterday, I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, this might be a Sefer Eshkol out there that says something close to the Rambam. I didn't get a chance to track it down yet. But the language that it's quoted through the Sridei Eish, that's too cliche-y for me, but I'd want to see it inside. But the language implied that Tzviva Ayol was also Asur until Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael. So I said, that's against the Gemara. Right. But then it occurred to me afterwards that in light of the Ramban says, that's what Rabbi Akiva didn't like about Rabbi Shmuel. So if you then hold in a Rambam-type fashion, not saying it for the Rambam, namely that, well, Rabbi Akiva partially agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. So you might end up with such a shita. Tzvi v'ayol would be asur. What do you do with the pasuk? Pasuk says katzvi v'kayol. So the Marsha on the daf here says, I don't understand why the Gemara thought that katzvi v'kayol means that there's a heter tzvi v'ayol b'midbar. Maybe katzvi v'kayol that you can eat a yefila betuma once you're nichnas b'eretz Yisrael, but you can't eat it at all b'midbar. Because I don't know why. I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't consider that. Wow. So you have all the pieces for a shita that will say, lahalacha, that katzviva kayal was basar taiva, which is asur b'midbar. Maybe. Speculating. But okay. Either way, more important than that speculation is this question of katzviva kayal, as we discussed yesterday, the Havamina Maskan is very, very important. I suggested that Rambam and Chassam Sofer does in his own way, totally different mahalach, that Katzviva Kayal is a transition point in the Gemara. I suggested that there were two for the Rambam. That transition point itself is a Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Rambam. And the Ram. The Ram likes that as well. Why is it... I should add, though, one other thing. The Ram says this idea as well. It works better for the Ram than for the Rambam. Why? Because according to the Ramban, the idea of Basar Taiva really ends up being a din of Shkutei Chutz. So the distinction between Tzvi V'Ayol and everything else is actually very compelling. It's not Roy L'Pasach Ol Moed. According to the Ran, and the Ran again likes it better than the Ramban likes it, according to the Ran, who really believes that Basar Taiva is an Isur B'Fnei Atzmo, so then to say, well, it's really Machalos Asuro, so it should apply to Katzvi V'Kayol. That's why Rabbi Akiva doesn't like Rabbi Shmuel, is better. Okay, what about the other direction? How come Rabbi Shmuel didn't like Rabbi Akiva? So the Ramban and Ran both suggest one common suggestion, and that is, they didn't like the idea that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be mechalik between Kadshim and Chulin. Because the Gemara says, it says B'Zavachta in Vayikra. No, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Nechira will not work for Kadshim, you need Shchita for Kadshim. Right? That's part of the analysis of Rabbi Akiva. Ramban says that's what Rabbi Shmuel didn't like. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, listen, if Nechira works, then it should apply to Kadshim too. Now that can be understood in one of two ways. One is that Nechirasa Zuhi shchitaso, like the Gemara says about the psukim, and you mean it. Meaning not that nechira is a heter macholas asuros, practically, but that nechira is a matir. Oh, if nechira is a matir, it should apply to kachim too. Or the idea is that shchitas kshera bizar. So it's not a real avoda anyway. So even if nechira isn't that much, as long as it's not nevela, that should work for kachim too. After all, what is shchita? I think you have to say one of those two ideas. In any case, again, this havamina, which we thought was just a fleeting havamina, according to the Ramban and the Ran, assumes greater significance. It's for them the reason that Rabbi Shmuel rejects Rabbi Kiva, meaning it's a serious view. The other possibility is the one that we mentioned at the outset in the Ramban, and that is Ramban says Rabbi Shmuel just doesn't like the idea that Knisa LeEretz Yisrael is going to create further Isurim in a Davar Shebagufa, as opposed to something has to do with Kedushas Karka. As we discussed, it's interesting that the Ramban, of all people, said this, since he seems to like the Sifrei in Ekev, which says that the real place for Kiyum Mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban loves the Maimer Chazal in the end of Ksuvis, you know, called Adar B'chutz La'aretz K'mi She'eino Alakaf. Anybody, you know, out there thinks that, you know, that Taryag Mitzvos in totality are affected by life in Eretz Yisrael, it's the Ramban. Right? Kichelak Hashem Amo, you know, Yaakov Chevel Nachal Oso, this is the leitmotif from the Ramban, all of his parish on the Torah. And yet the Ramban says, will say, I'm speaking for him now, that the Sifrei is about, you know, theory. But in practice, still, we don't have chilukim between Davar Shebagufo and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Moreover, it isn't really chinuch, it's a dimension that's probably lacking. Either way, the Ramban says, this may be the reason that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't like Rabbi Kiva. But what's fascinating is, it didn't bother the Ramban in the other direction. He's talking about Rabbi Shmuel doesn't like Rabbi Akiva because the idea that there's a new Iser upon Knisa L'aretz, Nechira, Davar Shebagufo, that's unacceptable. But what about for Rabbi Shmuel himself? What about the fact that there's a new Heter when you walk into Eretz Yisrael? So is it the fact that it's the Heter as opposed to an Iser, and it's therefore didn't the opportunity? Well, more likely it's based on the Ramban al Torah. Where the Ramban says, you know, it's the mechayiv of shchut echut, again, l'shitaso. The mechayiv of shchut echut in the midbar is simply lacking once it's kiyarchik and kiyirchav in Eretz Yisrael. It's simply lacking. So it's not that the din changes or there's a new halacha. It's not a change in halacha. It's a change in the application of the same din. But it's just important to flesh that out. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a change. And it is a Davar Shebagufo. But it's because the Oser in the Midbar, Kravus HaMakom, this isn't there anymore. And that's what he says in Perish HaLa Torah as well. If it was there, so the Ramban has a line in his Perish HaLa Torah where he says, you know, one might have thought that if you live in Yerushalayim, right, then there's no Heter Basar Taiva. But it's not so because it's low plug. But you can see he really likes this idea. And I think I mentioned earlier the Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim's suffix was this. He said, listen, the idea of Kirov and Richa Kamakom also applies in Korban Pesach. Right? In terms of, being potter from bringing a Korban Pesach, you know, Chadal Lasa Pesach because of Richa Kamakom. So the Orchas Chaim says, what if the same shear applies? Meaning if you live, it's not Chulin Bazara exactly, but if you live, you know, close enough, Richa Kirov Makom for Korban Pesach purposes, says maybe you really shouldn't have a heter basar taiva. Wow. And then he says something like, I don't have the exact language, I'm not going to open up and take too much time. And he says like something like, you know, halavai that, you know, this should be a practical problem, you know, that I have to contend. And that's his last word on the subject. The point is that what really, if the idea of shchut echut in some sense still applies, then there's something to think about here. Okay. And then finally, with regard to the Ramban, one final point. And that is the Ramban notes, the Gemara is a suffix about a varei lechira according to Rabbi Akiva shenichnasu la'aretz. Correct? Well, we discussed that already, and we'll have to discuss it a little further when we do that drosh for kabel schar issue, because it comes up for the rush. It's important for the rush as well. But what's fascinating is the Gemara doesn't have the parallel question for Rabbi Yishmael. Why not ask the question? Well, let's say you have baser taiva, right? And it's in your refrigerator in the midbar, right? And it continues to be in your refrigerator as you cross into the threshold of Eretz Yisrael. So you're allowed to eat it or not? It's the opposite direction, right? It was aser, now it's mutter. Is it only mutter after shechita? And after the shechita, or even the old shachut basar from the midbar's mutter? How come the Gemara didn't ask that question? So the Ramban has two deos in the Chidushim here. He says it's because the Gemara didn't think it was a safek. But they didn't think it's a safek because it was obvious that it's asur, or they didn't think it's a safek because it's obvious that it's mutter. That he's not sure. Okay. But one thing emerges very clearly from here. He also says, after all, you know, the issue would then be if you're nichnas with baser taiva from the midbar, and you know you have it, or if you're nichnas, or maybe even if you have baser taiva the years of kibush v'chalukah, right? So what'll happen after kibush v'chalukah? The Ramban, without elaborating, assumes that baser taiva's change took place not upon Knesset l'Eretz Yisrael, but after the 14 years. In his Perush al HaTorah, he says this explicitly. He says, the Torah says, ki yarchiv and ki yurchak, you might think it depends on the same shir as Ari Miklat, right? This is in Devarim. He says, kamash malon, no, of course not. It depends on the Yud Dalet Shanim of Kibush V'chaluk. Now, if you look, the Rashash here on the Gemara says, Ramban al HaTorah seems to think that Basar Taiva starts only after Yadal and Shnei Kibush V'Chalukah, which is right. And also here in the Chidushim, as I just indicated. But is that against the Gemara? Because when the Gemara discusses the problem of eating Chazir and other Macholas Asuros, the Gemara talks about Knesset l'Eretz Yisrael Miyad, not Yadal and Shani. So it's clear in the Gemara, when they're talking about Eivari Nechira, that the time cutoff is not after the 14 years, but immediate. So Rasha said, I just don't know what the Ramban does with that Gemara. But I think I know what he does. Where is it? Is Eliyahu here or not? What does he do, Eliyahu? In general sense. Ramban, yeah?
Perhaps if you're already in Eretz Yisrael for 14 years, the transition to more Yisurim isn't created with Knesset l'Aretz, but you're right there, so there might be a reason.
That's fine, but you have to say something just more basic first. Daniel.
For Rabbi Akiva, it's related to Kibush Mishkan, but for Rabbi Shmuel, it has nothing to do with it.
For Rabbi Shmuel, it's based on Kiyarchiv Gvulcha.
Right, it doesn't have to do with
that. That was Eliyahu's original Hara, right? Rabbi Shmuel's Makar is Kiyarchiv. Rabbi Akiva's is Kiyarchak. More to the point, That's an indication. What we're trying to show here is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel each had a chiddush about the transition between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to figure out quality, and of course, one is a kula and one is a chumra. Is that the only difference, or it's a whole different way of understanding? The Midbar is the exception, Eretz Yisrael is the exception. What kind of halachas are these? Right? For the Ramban, certainly, we would say that these are totally different dinim. They're totally not parallel. One is a din in Shchutei Chutz, an opportunity. The other is a din in a special heter in the midbar of practically Macholos Asuros. For the Ramban of everybody, right, is the biggest advocate of Shchutei Chutz in a way, the pure, maybe not he and the Ramban. And he's also the one who said, and Basar Nechira, we should be defensive about that. Right? So basically, and the Ramban, but he wants to hold on to Shchutei Chutz as long as he can. Until, you know, he has no choice to give it up. Even, you know, in Yerushalayim, practically. And Ir Miklat. So what's going on? And what is the Ramban's other point? The Gemara has a safek about evare nechira, but when it comes to basar taiva, right after the yudalid shanim, there's no safek. It's one or the other. What's the pattern in the Ramban? These two dinim are totally different. So the Ramban's chiddush that yudalid shanim are koveya is dafka for. When does he say it all the Torah? And where does he say it here in the Chidushim? Dafka for Rabbi Shmuel. It's a din in Ki Yarchiv Gevulcha. And maybe that requires Kibush V'chiluk. Right? When everything is all set up and structured. But Basar Nechira, again, that was, you know, we were barely able to justify that in the Midbar. The second they stepped into Eretz Yisrael, that radical heter is out. This doesn't require Yudalid Shanim. But there's a suffix in the Gemara. How do we relate to that transition? It's a totally different kind of transition, qualitatively. Okay. And the Kiyarchik and Kiyarchik Diuk that Elio made, I think, works in perfectly with this idea. Okay. Okay. Finally, we have the Rajba, who's... Yeah. Finally, we have the Rajba, who also is in between the Ramban and Bali Tosis, but in a different way. Maybe the Rajba believes that there's a din of Shchut Eichutz here, unlike the Ran, but it's not the Shchut Eichutz of the Ramban. It's not the Shchut Eichutz because it's a common denominator. The real idea of Shchut Eichutz is the Chiyuv Avos Karban. There's no Chiyuv Avos Karban, but it really becomes Lamaisa Karban, or there's a Chiyuv to bring it as a Karban because of the Iser of Macholas Asuros. That's where the Rajba starts with an Iser Macholas Asuros, and in that sense it's like the Bali Tosis, and that's how he explains the Retzef and the Sugya. The Sugya itself doesn't seem to be talking about Shkut Eichutz. And that's how he explains the Katzviva Kayal Havamina, because it isn't really about Shkut Eichutz. It starts off with Macholas Asuros. If it starts off with Macholas Asuros, so Shkut Eichutz, so Tzviva Ayal should be like everything else, like the Havamina. However, says the Rajba, once there's an Iser of Basar Taiva, then that becomes a Chiyuv Shkut Eichutz. Because Shkut Eichutz isn't only about the inspiration or the ideal of bringing a Korban or Makom HaMizbeach. It's about anything where Lamaisa you have to bring it to the Mizbeach. If you Lamaisa have to bring this to the Mizbeach and you don't, so you're treating some other place like you're treating the Mizbeach. And that's the Yisur of Shkut Eichutz. Where you had the line that we mentioned last time, and for that reason also, maybe, again, it doesn't speak that way in the beginning, it actually becomes Basar Kadshim. That's a Chiddush in the Rajba too, that when there are no other options what to do with your Basar and you want to eat it, Mimela becomes Mukdash L'Kadshim, even without an actual Hakdasha, even if you don't want to be Makdashim. That would be a Chiddush, B'dein Breira, Achilas Basar turns into Basar Kadshim.
What do you think the Rashba would say about like Giza and Avoda? Like if you really
take off Hengel, that should be serious. I think so. Again, in the beginning it doesn't sound that way to me. Yeah. It sounds to me more like you have to bring this and therefore you're especially if it's Dinah Makom and Chiluf Makom, I would understand it even without that. But then he does have that extra line. And yeah, Afein Bechlala HaKarban or Karbanos. And the Kiddush Aran we've already discussed. Okay. Okay, finally, just one other point as we conclude. For Rabbi Shmuel. So, Katzviva Ka'ayal, for Rabbi Shmuel, we had the Havamina Maskana. Okay, we suggested that that's crucial in the Rambam's transformation. We also noted the view of the Ramban and the Ran, that's why Rabbi Akiva doesn't like Rabbi Shmuel. And then we noted, I have to see this Ashkel inside before we take it more seriously. But possibly the Eshkol really thinks that Katzviva Kayal is Asur in the Midbar, which is amazing. You'd have to read the Psukim like the Marsha, and you'd have to say that that's part of the Maskana of Rabbi Akiva, who adopts part of Rabbi Shmuel, if that's true. Fine. But the Pashtus, right, I mean, for everybody else, for Rabbi Shmuel, Katzviva Kayal is an exception, and the question is why. So if Shchut Eichutz is at work here, it's an exception because it's not Roy the Pesach Al Moed. If it's kind of a concession, you don't have any other outlet for it, tzviva ayon, this is what you're hungry and what you want to eat. So the kind of dibra Torah keneged yetzer hara. So that's a different halacha. Fine. Question is, what about extending katsviva kayal to the following cases? So Tosfos already discusses animal, which is a balmom, and the Rishonim and Yevamos discuss ara. Tosfos there says, according to the Mandamar, that there was no Mila in the Midbar, so everybody was an RL, so how could they eat the Basar? Rabbanu Shalom got them Basar, how do they eat it? Not allowed, RL's not allowed to eat Basar Kadshim. So the and if there's an Isur Basar Taiv according to Rabbi Shmuel, what do they eat? So Tosfos says, Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph, that just like katsviva ka'ayal, when there's no choice, you're allowed to. So, two for the Arelim. And other Rishonim give different answers. Right, the Ramban, Rajba there give different answers. Some of them say, no, they ate, whoever was an Arel, or the Arelim ate, or maybe it was all Ophos and Chayos. Okay? No behema, not a behema on the lot. Wow. They were behema deprived. For the Rambam, there's no question at all. Right, the question doesn't even get off the ground. Because according to the Rambam, anybody who was an RL always had the option of Basar Nechira. Okay. The point is that there's a debate about Bamum and about... Now, Bamum is a Heft, is a Min Behema, Shenitan LePesach Ol Moed, but the specific Behema doesn't have the potential. RL is just a din in the Gavra. And he's hungry and he wants to eat, and he specifically, you know, cannot bring a carb. So the machlokas are shown where you draw the line may be very significant. In terms of shkutei chutz, one would think that it may depend on the cheftza. Depends also on how you understand the shkutei chutz idea, whether it's the Ramban's version or Rambam's version. Certainly according to Bali Tosis, if this is a dibra keneged yetzer hara, the question would be where you draw the line, but either way it's a very interesting issue. Okay, then finally we have to discuss nechirasa zui shkitasa. So let me just talk about it for 1 minute, and then I'm going to transition into Yom Kippur, and then what we have left for the Monday that we come back. I just want to speak about the Rashi Rush issue of drosh v'kabel schar, and maybe one or two other little ha'aros. But basically, that day already, we start, the march, through the actual Dabim of Chulin on the base. So make sure you're prepared for that. Let me just say something about Nechirasa Zui Shkitasa.
According to
Tosfos,
we send it to anyone that's not able to be
my confession.
Just RL? Yeah. Why would it be Dr. RL?
I think it would be anybody. I mean, it sounds like we're saying it's Viva Kayal, as long as you don't have the potential personally.
Even if you're going to have a Tara, even if you're going to have a Tara confession a day later.
Oh, I mean, it would say something is temporary.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You're already extending it from the Cheftza to the Gavra. Would you extend it to like temporary Gavra, permanent Gavra? I don't know. I think the Keren Ora, I didn't check it, but I recall the Keren Ora has a big discussion about the scope of it, and I think he discusses those kind of issues as well. Okay. There was another question, yeah.
Sorry. Not the Ron. Ron says, It seems that because Chazal Zara, it must be that you made it hechesh. Right. It's an umdun of Jamaican. What's going on in that Ron? I'm saying it makes sense more to say that he wouldn't, then he's shepping, but Chazal Zara is a sukkah.
No. I think the Ran is saying like this. The Ran is saying, again, what happened here was just fascinating. The Ran, he doesn't say that he read the Ramban's Perush Al HaTorah on this matter, but the Ran read the Ramban Al HaTorah, and he was impressed with what the Ramban unearthed, which is, you know, halakhically we always associate the parashas Kadshim Shkutei Chutz, but if you look at the Pshuta Shel Mikra, you know, it really, the Ramban is 100% right. That's not what it's talking about. Or not primarily what it's talking about. So the Ran was taken with that. And yet he didn't want to go as far as the conclusion of the Ramban, namely that Shchutei Chutz applies to non-Kadshim. So that's why he interpreted it as he did, which is, the Pasuk is talking about where there's no formal Hakdasha, But it must be because there's an implicit Hakadasha, because you don't have any other choice if you want to be within the precincts of Halacha. So implicitly, you are Makdish, Bistam, there's a Hakadasha that takes place here. And once it's a Hakadasha that takes place here, then whatever you do with it afterwards is treated as the din of Shutei Chatz. The only nafkamina which Ron doesn't spell out, but which is implicit in his analysis is, and if the guy said, you know, hinani, you know, lahodia, lepolatzibor, I don't want this to be, kachin. So what would happen then? The answer is it would be basar taiva, and it would be asar, but it wouldn't be shvutei chutz. But if he doesn't do that, and psukim are talking about a case where somebody doesn't do anything one way or another, then implicitly the default is that he's makdish.
Right, so why is that the default?
No, because before he did anything wrong, he designated this animal and he was thinking he was going to eat this animal. So he's still being good. And as unless he's thinking, you know, I want to be a Rasha and I want to violate the Torah, when he has his eyes on this animal, he's mimela makdish because that's the only way he can do it.
But that's not in the Zohar, it's just in bed.
No, being makdish. There's no Azara. I mean, he's in the Midbar. But the question is, what does he do with it afterwards? Does he shecht it? And does he eat it as shlamim? Or not? But at the Hakdasha point, he's a good upstanding. It's right after Yom Kippur. Yitzumo Shel Yom, you know, he's holding on, and he's going to do not just Akas Lashana, he's going to be good. Then an hour later, he falls apart. I think that's the case. Okay. Nechiras is Rishkitaso for a couple of minutes, and then he'll transition just a brief Dvar Torah for suggestion for Yom Kippur. As we already discussed, it turns out in the Gemara already that Nechiras is Rishkitaso can be understood in different ways. Right? Kipshuto out of context, it sounds like Nechira is a matir that approximates Shkita. Again, the Havamina that it would work in Kadshim either means that Kadshim on that level doesn't require an avoda, like Shkita Bazaar, or it means that it's really like Shkita. The connection to the Psukim sound that way, the Havamina of Kisli Adam, even Bizmanenu sounds like not only was it, but it is still Nechiraso Zui Shkitaso. On the other hand, some of the Maskanos and some of the views of the Rishonim that we just discussed, including Nechira is an unbelievable concession, only Shel Taiva, the transition to Eretz Yisrael for the Rambam goes hand in hand with the Iser Nechira, right? Some of these things point in the direction. According to Rashi, once you drop Nechira, you might think that the Shechita is going to be B'Tahara, right? So we have contrary indications whether Nechira works in the Midbar because it's Nechira has status, and it's not Macholos Asuris at all, or it really is Macholos Asuris and practically a Heter Nevela. All we're really saying is that we've scaled back the din of nevela. You can't eat an animal, you know, while it's alive, Eiver Menachai. And if it dies by itself, you can't eat it either. You know, if it is put to death for purposes of eating, so then you can eat it. That kind of nevela you can eat. But it remains a nevela because it didn't really have a proper shechita. These are two perspectives on the din of Nechira, Nechirasa Zuhi Shchitasa. So in connection to this, let's just add a few horrors. Number one, the Kisui Adam. So if you look at the Mitzvah Esana on the spot here, and I was looking yesterday in the back, in Chulin, I think it's a Mitzvah Esan, I think so. Yeah, I think so. He asks, how come the Gemara asked the question from Kisui Adam? They could have asked the question from Oso V'Yesbino. The sugya in Osav Yezbeno says if you're ma'aker and you're nocher, there's no Osav Yezbeno, because you need shechita. Right? Instead, our Gemara, and not only that, Mishnah comes first, before the Mishnah of Kisli Adam, says the Mitzvah Esa. So how come the Mishnah of Kisli Adam, namely the Chira, doesn't require Kisli Adam? How come that's quoted? If we weren't really bothered by Nechiraso Zui Shechitaso, we should have asked from Osav Yezbeno. So the answer that he gives is, he says, no. Also this, but no, the Torah speaks the language of Shechita, the Shachata. Kisui Adam, maybe you can say, Heter, even Shalai de Shechita. That's the answer of the Mitzvah. But I think, in light of what we said the other day, Tuesday, Remember we said, what is the Gemara's answer? Holy itzar, right? What's the Gemara saying? Kisei Adam depends on Heksher Achila, or even if it doesn't work in Trefa, because there's no Heksher Achila, but maybe that's because the Chisaron is in the Shechita itself. But if there's some other problem, in other words, Hold the itzar doesn't necessarily mean even bismanenu that Nechira isn't something. Or hold the itzar means, yeah, in the midbar it was something, and now it's nothing. So then one could say that the Gemara asked about Kisei Adam, as long as it's not Nevela, or as long as it's not Asur. But the idea that it's really a kind of a Shechita, that never occurred to anybody. For example, what would be, again, we'll never know this, and maybe it's Drosh V'Kabel Schar, I think it certainly is, what would have been the halacha of Osav Ez Beno in the midbar? Forget about Bizmanei. What about Nechira? B'midbar, would that be Osav Ez Beno? Would it be Mechusar Zman? If you were no Charan animal, would that be Mechusar Zman? I think that's an interesting question. That's question number one. Question number two. In the midbar, what exactly did Nechira entail? Was there Chaticha Simanim or not? So this is a big discussion in the Achronim. It's quoted a lot. This Kli Chemda is quoted a lot in Vayikra, discusses this a lot. The Kli Chemda is convinced that for the Rambam, who says Kishara Goyim, that there's no Nechira Simanim, just that the animal can't die on its own. You have to put it to death. But it's not that it's Shechita, not Nechira, but it's B'Simanim. It's not B'Simanim. It's a kind of a nevela that may very well be linked to our question. We already read the discussion of Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat about why is there a bracha on Shechita? After all, it's an Israel. It's really a lav of nevela. And then he says, oh, but in the midbar, right? In the midbar, there was nechira and there was Shechitas Kadshim. So the bracha was on the Shechitas Kadshim. It remained that way. And then he rejects it. And I suggested a way to rehabilitate it. When he says, but in the midbar there was Nechira, what exactly, and there was Shechitas Kadshim, what does he mean by that exactly? It's not clear. It could be that what he means, I tend to think that what he means is, well, we're focusing on Shechita. And we see that there can be no Nevela, no Yisur Nevela, and yet not have Shechita, namely Nechira. There's no Nevela. Right? And because you've taken care of Nevela, and yet it's not Shechita. I tend to think that that's what he means. But there is a way to read the text to interpret it to say the following. In the midbar, there was no Isur Nevela. The Haraya, Nechira works. Not in the midbar, you could get rid of Nevela without yet doing Shechita. In Nevela, there was no in the midbar, you're allowed to eat Nevela. After all, you can eat Nechira. And yet there was still a concept of Shechita. In other words, Nechira is a moderation of, it's not Nevela Gemura, but basically it's a Heter Achilas Nevela. So we don't take seriously, according to that perspective, Nechiraso, Zuhi, Shechitasa. Okay, getting back to other things for the moment. What about Oaf? This is a discussion that Bali Tosis have on the Chaf in Chulin. Yoni, did you mention this the other day or not?
I remember.
Benoch. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get that in a second. The according to the Mandama, you don't need Shechita Ba'Oaf. So if you don't need Shechita Ba'Oaf, does that mean that there's a Heter Nevela? So the Bali Tosa say it's impossible. Rashi also, but Tosa and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph in Chulin says it can't be, because we talk about Olas, about Nevelas, Of Tomei, Nevelas Of Tahar, Metamei Biblia, there are all sorts of dinim. How is that going to work? According to the Mandama, there's no Chi of Shechita Ba'Oaf. So Tosa says, right, there's no Shechita Ba'Oaf, according to that Mandama, but there is Nechira. There's Nechira Simanim. There's an Isa Nevela. So this would be an interesting model for a kind of nichiraso zui shkitaso. And similarly, Tosfos on Tzadi Aleph discusses the problem of Benoach. Tosfos there seems to say that a Benoach, Tosfos Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, Yumasu Keman, that a Benoach is obligated to do nechira. All the Achronim are very bothered by this, because it seems like Benoach is not Muzar B'Nevela at all. In fact, I tried to explain that, you know, again, based on the Ramban's comment about Trefa and Nevela being in context of Kedusha, and the view that even a Ger Toshav is defined by Achilas, all Taryag Mitzvahs except for Nevela, that Nevela is like a, Rubicon of Kedushas Yisrael. So it requires some explanation, and obviously I have to say that there's some, I guess, extended Avram and Achai through Nevela, which works very nicely with another theme we tried to develop, and that is that Avram and Achai, Nevela, Eina Shkuta, according to some Rishonim, are not totally different, totally independent halachos. They're all in one continuum about the issue that we're discussing, elevating Achilas Basa. So if you say that, it's interesting. But then it turns out that Ben Noach has a din of Nechira. So Klal Yisrael B'Midbar were operating with the level of Benoach, which isn't exactly Nevela, but it isn't exactly Shechita either. Right. Now let me just transition for a few minutes into Rayot Yom Kippur with this. Yeah.
So Benoach means that even the Mechai is defined by an animal dying, right? Yeah. If an animal drops dead, the dead animal is called even the Mechai.
According to that view, yeah. Having said that, so let me just speak about two other parallels very quickly. Egla Rufa, we mentioned, and Dechia Minatzuk. Dechia Minatzuk. So, and this is also for the sake of, in Yana Dioma. So just give me another couple of minutes, and we'll, sorry I'm going a little over time, but we'll try to go through quickly. The Gemara Yoma Dav Samach Dalet Amud Aleph says that the Isur of Osav Yezbino applies to Seir HaMishtaleach. Which means if you shechted an animal on Yom Kippur for a chola mesukan, right? So you cannot use the esbino for the seir mishtaleach. It's called mechuser zman because of the din of osav esbino. And the Gemara says that the chiyasa minatzuk he shchitasa. That is its shchita, and therefore it qualifies for the din. It says v'shachato. We just talked about the mitzvah eson, right? It says v'shachato. And since it says v'shachato, and nonetheless, this works. T'chiyasa minatzuk zui shkitasa. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes these two. Rambam quotes this in Avodas Yom Kippurim, Parakei Halacha Yitzayin, and Parakei Halacha Chapes, he quotes the other Gemara, that evare seira mishtaleach after t'chiyasa minatzuk are mutarim b'hana. Probably based on the din of Nasis Mitzvahs. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Hei raises the question, what about Tumas Nevela? Is the Seir Mishtaleach Tamei V'Nevela or not? If anybody has to go, by the way, in the regular Seir proper, I'm speaking now about it's connected, but if I'm holding somebody back from who needs to leave, you should feel free. I want to say something about Yom Kippur, so. What about Tumas Nevela? So the evidence is there's no Gemara about it that we know, and there's no Rambam. The Michas Chinuch thinks this is problematic because there is evidence about a parallel case, namely Egla Rufa. Right? Arifas Egla Benachla, according to the Gemara in Tzvachim Daf Ayin Amud Beis. And the Rambam quotes this in Huchos Avos, Sharvas Hatuma Per Gimel Alacha Yid Gimel. The Rambam says that it is after the Arufa Sa'egra, Egla, it becomes, it's Yotze Mitumas Nevela. In that Rambam, Rambam says, after all, there's a kapara involved in it. He talks about a few other cases. He doesn't say anything about the Seir Mishtaleach. So Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know quite what to do about all of this. What's the scoop with the Seir HaMishtaleach and Tumas Nevela? Is it like Egla Rufa? But it's omitted in the Rambam. What is its status? So initially he thought, yeah, it's got to be Motzi Midei Avela. After all, it works even in Osav Yezbino. And that's because the Chiyasa Menatzuk Kare Kishchitaso. However, he says, the truth is that it may not be that Egla Rufa and the Chiyam and Atzuk are the same. Tosus and Yuma and Samach Dalet Amud Aleph discusses what's the din of Osav Yezbeno in Egla Rufa. Maybe Egla Rufa, even though it's not Tamei Tumas Neveva, but it's not considered Shechita for purposes of Osav Yezbeno. That's a suffix of Tosus. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar actually concludes that it's not. He says, Egla Rufa is associated with Chet. It's a kind of kapara, but it's not the same as Siyur Mishtaleach, which is a Kiyama Mitzvah. So Minchas Chinuch says, well, there are differences. Maybe there's a difference in share in Vela as well. Now, one could have said it's a Kal B'Chomer, right? After all, if the Kiyam and Atzuk is Kishchita, even Le'inya and Osav Ezbeno, while Arifas Egla is not, then at least Tumah Midei Nevela, which is even true for Egla Rufa, is certainly going to be true for Sira Mishtaleach, Chiyasa and Atzuk. But, I say, the Minchas Chinuch is really bothered by it. He says, the Rambam says Kapara there, and we don't have a comparable formulation for Sira Mishtaleach. The bottom of the Minchas Chinuch in the new ones, the Machon Yerushalayim, he says, all the Achronim ask against this Minchas Chinuch, did he forget that there's an explicit Pasuk in Achrei Mos, Perek Tazayin Pasuk Yud, the Chiper, you know, with regard to the Sira Mishtaleach? Lest you say, but that's when the Sira Mishtaleach is still alive, which is true. But nonetheless, the Pasuk of Egla Rufa of Kapar is also in the Egla Rufa is alive. So what does Minchas Chinuch mean that there's no comparable? It's true, the Rambam doesn't formulate it that way, but the Torah itself says, V'asa'ir asher ala alav agora la'azazel, yomod chai lefnei Hashem, l'kaper alav, l'shalach oso la'azazel ha'midbara. I'm going to make a suggestion in a second. Not sure if the Minchas Chinuch had it in mind, but I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, so he's really not sure about this, and he's very tentative about it, and his conclusion after his initial opposite reaction is, you know what, I think, says the Minchas Chinuch, that it's not going to be Yotz, it's not going to be Metaher Midei Tumas Nevela. Wow, what a dichotomy. Osav Yezbeno, yes, but not Motzi Midei Tumas Nevela. Then he goes on even further, and the dichotomy becomes even sharper. He says, you push the Sira Mishtaleach down the cliff, right? And once you do that, let's say it's still alive after you did that. So let's say you do Shechita, you're supposed to kill it any way you want after that. Let's say you do Shechita. So Minchas Chinuch says, I think if you do Shechita, you can eat the Basar at that point. And then he says, not only that, come to think of it, maybe even if you don't do Shechita, you can eat the Basar because the Chiyam and Atzuk are ready to Shechitasa. But he hasn't yet been Chozer on the point of Tumas Nevela. So we have in the Minchas Chinuch's own conclusion a very radical opposite manifestation we find elsewhere, which is, you know, it's much easier to be Motzi Midei Nevela Treifa. It's Motzi Midei Nevela, but it's Asur. Especially if you hold like Rav Chaim that it doesn't have the Heter Shechita, good, so it has a Shechita Linyan Zeh, not Linyan Zeh. And for the Minchas Chinuch, it's a good trivia answer. For the Minchas Chinuch, Sira Mishtaleach is exactly the opposite. Osav Yezbeno, yes. Even Heter Achila, wow. You can just take this animal and just, you know, start chomping on its, the thought of it is, you know, not so appealing, but wow. Let me add one other pick. And then he says, you know, it's just like, I'm not sure about it, he says. He says, Malika. Maybe it's like Malika. He says, Malika, you know, works in Kadshim, but in Chulin it doesn't work at all. Maybe, the Chiyam and Atzuk is comparable to the Malika of Kadshim. Or maybe you really do require an actual Shechita. He's not so sure about it. Okay. One other point, just very quickly, to build the question. What?
What's the
Kuf, you know, the words, Achrimot, Kuf Pehe. Okay. What about Treifa? So the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Yudam and Aleph, Parm Septa, that if the Sira Mishtaleach is Treifa, then you can't use it for a Sira Mishtaleach, because it has to be roi to what's the word exactly? In a girl kovel azazel ele bedavra roi l'Hashem. The Rambam, however, who quotes this halacha in Perek Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam has a different explanation. He says, because it says Yamad Chai, below Treifa, Lech HaMishnah says it's against the Gemara. How can the Gemara give a different reason? So the Mishnah Melech says, oh, because the Rambam wanted to expand this halakha of the Nafkamina. If the reason is the parallel and the potential to be the other sire, then it's only before the Hagrala. But this is a din in its own right. Even after the Hagrala, there would be a, if it became Trefa, after the Hagrala, it would be possible to. Mari Korkas, though, says something interesting. Mari Korkas says this idea, but then he adds one point. He says, but what do you do with the Gemara? So he says, no, this is the Rambam's way of expanding the Gemara. And the Gemara said that he has to be Roy Likanes Vilios, the Sira Pnimi, right? You might have thought that that's only to the point of the Hagrala and it's a practical halacha until you know. Kamash Malam, that halacha continues even when it's Yom Archai. That's the Mari Korkas. So let me explain what I think is going on here. I think that the idea of Sira Mishlach, even if we accept the Chaskinuch's idea, that there is no heter of... what's going on? I've spoken about this in the past, I don't want to go into the whole issue, but there's a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid whether the Sira Mishtaleach is subject to Shrutei Chutz. The Ravid says only until the point of the Hagrala. The Rambam says even after the Hagrala till the Vidui. And a lot of details, a lot to discuss about that. Perkid Ches Hilchos Maiser Kabbalos. But some understand, there's a whole piece in Rav Chaim has a discussion of this, and in the Kedusha Gram Bahagrid there's a whole discussion of this. It's either machlokas about Shkutei Chutz, or maybe it's a machlokas about the nature of the Sira Mishtaleach. I've said many times in the past that I think is very strong evidence for the view that the Sira Mishtaleach and the Sira Pnimi have this fascinating relationship, that they're one kiyum, v'aso chatos. Pasuk seems to say it's one kiyum chatos. And they keep going back and forth. What's going on with the Pnimi? What's going on with the Mishtaleach? Back to the, you know, it's like they're cutting back and forth, you know, between one scene and the other. You're always looking at the Sira Mishtaleach and the Sira Pnimi, you know, as they move, they start off together and they move in opposite directions. You're always looking at them together. And the point is, it's true that Torah speaks about Kapara, but it says, L'shalach oso hamidbara. The reason they're the same and there's one kiyum, and the reason they're the same and there's one kiyum is because of the idea, said many times, that on Yom Kippur is a day of black and white. It's a day of loyalty. Knisa lefnai v'lefnim for the Sirim Pnimi, or Dechiyah menatzuk for anything else. That's a Sirim Mishtaleach. So the point is, that's the idea of the Rambam's Trefa with the Mari Korkas, meaning it has to be Roy, each one has to be Roy for the Knisa lefnim, and even afterwards it has to be Roy for the Knisa lefnim, so you can keep this drama going, highlight this idea of the extremes. Either Knisa lefnai v'lefnim, or Sira Mishtaleach Sira L'Azazel. If that's the case, I think what happens here is truly fascinating. It just may be coincidence, and it's just too pat, or not. But we spoke the other day about one of, the, I think, the major theme in Yom Kippur of Tahara. And I mentioned then that it's not just Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem Tahara Eschem Mikol Chatoseichem Fnei Hashem Tahara, which would be enough. It's also the fate of the Seir HaPnimi, which is Nikra V'Agavim Mizbeach. What does it accomplish? The Kapara is for Tahara HaMizbeach. The Netziv in his Perush al Torah says, one might have thought it's any Onesh, which is Mesalek L'Shechina, like Tumas Mizbeach. But it's not true. It's just Tumas Mizbeach. So it's very fascinating that when it comes to these two Seirim, which are identical, that's why there's a Psil Trefa, and that's why there's Osev Yesbeno, and that's why Dechiyah Menatzuk, Zui Shchitaso, all of these dinim, all to make the parallel contrast alive and well. If that's the case, so maybe the Michas Chinuch is right. Ultimately, the Sira Nasa Bifnim, whose goal is to be Metaher, the concept of Tuma, and therefore, even if there would be a Heter Achila, the Sira Mishtaleach remains, well, I guess it wouldn't be Heter Achila because it would be Nevela, but at least Mitzad, if there were such a possibility, in terms of Tuma, it remains Tumas Nevela. In terms of Isar, maybe it's Mutter. But in terms of Tuma, it's Nevela. Because that's exactly the message of the Shnei HaSeirim. In there lies the Kapara. The fact that the Kapara, that it's nishtaleach lachutz. And in that small, but again, symbolic aspect of Kedushas Hayom, as I said, I think that tells the real, it tells the real story. In Tahara, there is no happy medium, and there's no piecemeal like there is in Kapara. As we said yesterday, it's, you know, kulo, kol gufo, bivasachas, can't be tovel, visheretz, biyado. And that's really what the day of Yom Kippur is really about. It's a day in which we establish our deepest and simplest and most idealistic desires, and that too is the concept of Tahara of Lishma, so that we're able to struggle with a wider, more ambitious agenda all year round to implement that all year round. And therefore the Sira Mishtaleach, indeed, the Chiyasa Menatzuk, Zui Shkitasa. But when it comes to Tumah v'Tahara, it's an implacable Dabar Tami. Wish you all a Gemar Chesima Tova. We'll try to have something maybe Motzoi Shabbos.